USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that the United States has administered 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses in his first 100 days in office. That's led to more than half of the nation's adults to have received at least one dose. The president had initially set a goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days, but later doubled that goal as vaccination efforts in states ramped up. Biden also thanked those working on the front lines to vaccinate their fellow Americans.
I'm proud of the work my administration has done to get Americans vaccinated. But more than that, I'm proud of the American people, the volunteers who showed up to staff vaccination sites in their neighborhoods, drove senior citizens to get their shots, FEMA, the military, the National Guard, state and local health departments, providers, running sites safely and efficiently.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure. Build your immune system. Super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over the influx of illegal immigrant crossings on the southern border. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. Border Patrol Union Vice President Art Del Cueto says that a federal emergency declaration would be beneficial in an area like the Yuma sector of the border. He tells Fox News that deploying Guard troops would allow Border Patrol agents to get back to focusing on apprehending those making illegal crossings.
So when you're going to deploy individuals down in Yuma, you have to start thinking, you know, where is it that they're funneling in through these gotaways? And it is through the Tohono Reservation in Tucson. They just committed $35 million to a soft-sided facility in Tucson. And I can't think of any other best way to use this is have some of the National Guardsmen perhaps work in this soft-sided facility so the agents can actually get back and start doing the line work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A call for a boycott of one company because they haven't taken a position on Georgia's election law. Lance Pry has that story.
About 1,000 faith leaders in Georgia are calling for a boycott of Home Depot with their non-response on the state's new voting laws. Home Depot said in a statement the company would continue to underscore that all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure, and support broader voter participation. Former Democrat representative from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, in front of senators Tuesday at a hearing on voting rights.
I would say that SB 202 is a law that has Jim Crow aspects, and I stand by that characterization. I support anyone who will try to stop this type of bad behavior, this type of racial animus, this type of voter suppression from happening in Georgia.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
This insanity needs to stop. The people that are pushing this, that are profiting off of it, like Stacey Abrams and others, are now trying to have it both ways.
Bishop Reginald T. Jackson, leader of the boycott, said this deals with securing the future of democracy, and the greatest right in this democracy is the right to vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the producers of the game show Jeopardy have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign pushed to get him involved with the show. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.